The birds are chirping, the cock is crowing, the neighbors are asleep, and no music is playing. Perfect time for story time. Mommy's birthday party was going to be on Saturday. Kadzo did not have an idea of what she could get her. Bwana, what should I get mommy? Do you think she would like a storybook? Or maybe a doll? Bwana just looked at Kadzo. Then he brought the dictionary to her. Kadzo had a bright smile on her face. Why, Bwana, what a wonderful idea. She flipped through the pages and found the word that she was looking for. Gift, noun, a token that. Bright lights and swirling words filled Kadzo's room. Kadzo was floating. Bwana was floating too. Floating and floating, flying and flying, Kadzo and Bwana touched down on planet Gift. They were in a castle. There was loud music everywhere and people dancing. Roof! Kadzo, it looks like there's a party going on. Yes, I see. I wonder why the people are celebrating. A small boy walked to them looking very worried. Konnichiwa, Kadzo. Konnichiwa, Bwana. Konnichiwa? What does that mean? Kadzo asked, looking very confused. Oh, sorry. That's how we the Japanese say hello. My name is Yuri. Then Kadzo bowed and said, Konnichiwa, Yuri. Why are you worried in this beautiful party? I'm worried because it's my father's birthday and I can't find my gift. Everyone on planet Gift has been planning the perfect present that they could give the emperor. I was too, but when I woke up this morning, the gift was gone. My father will be very disappointed if I don't get him a gift. We can help you find your gift, Kadzo said, and they went to Yuri's bedroom to look for the gift. They looked under the bed. It wasn't there. On the table, it wasn't there. In the closet, it wasn't there. Oh, I feel terrible. We'll never find it, Yuri said, stomping his feet. Don't give up, Yuri. Bwana and I promise to help you and we won't let you down, Kadzo said. Woof! Did your gift have glitter? Bwana asked. Yes, a lot of glitter, Yuri replied. They all saw a trail of glitter leading outside the room. They followed it. The trail stopped outside a closed door. It was Akimitsu's room. Akimitsu was Yuri's brother. They forced the door open and found Akimitsu standing by the window, holding a beautiful origami boat outside the window. Don't throw the boat outside the window, please, Yuri yelled. You can't stop me, Akimitsu replied. I asked you to help me make my boat, but you laughed and told me mine was ugly. Now, no one will give father a gift. Akimitsu, if you give Yuri his boat, Bwana and I will help you make a beautiful boat for your father, Kadzo said. I will help too. I'm sorry for making fun of yours, Yuri apologized. You really mean that? Akimitsu asked. Yes, I promise, Yuri answered. So, Akimitsu returned the boat to his brother. Together, Kadzo, Bwana, Yuri, and Akimitsu worked on a beautiful origami boat that had many colors of glitter. It was a lot of hard work, but the boat was beautiful when they were done. At the main court, the emperor was pleased to see the gifts that his children had given him. These are very beautiful boats, he said, lifting them up. Akimitsu and Yuri smiled at their new friends. Kadzo and Bwana knew that it was time to go back home. They saw a bright light and swirling words in the corridor. They ran in and dived in. Once more, Kadzo was floating. Bwana was floating too. Floating and floating, flying and flying, Kadzo and Bwana landed back home. Bwana, I think I'll make my mommy a gift myself, just like Yuri and Akimitsu. Let's try and make a pretty birthday card, shall we? And the two of them set to it. Thank you so much for listening to this story. Once more, you can check out our website for the pictures of Kadzo and Bwana on Planet Gift. And yeah, feel free to send us a message. The birds are chirping, the cock is crowing, the neighbors are asleep, and the music is playing. Perfect time for story time.